Ministry is not just an individual sport. It is a process of outdoing one another in love, as we read in Romans chapter 12:10. Let's say God has called someone to visit your church and a lay leader actually knows that person. It's natural to want to introduce the visitor to someone like the pastor, and because the visitor knows and trusts the lay leader, he or she will respect the pastor even if they've never heard him preach. As you introduce the person, you edify the pastor. The pastor says a few things and perhaps invites the person to an event the church is planning. Before ending the conversation, the pastor then edifies the lay leader and by saying a kind word, and that the lay leader is the perfect person to introduce the visitor around, that sort of thing. By working together and having mutual respect for one another, all parts of the body of Christ can provide needed services that are in harmony with each other. But what if you don't get along with the other person? What if you are competing with them and they with you? In the book of Acts, Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark were traveling on a mission trip, but Paul and Mark had a falling out. In Acts chapter 15, Paul was preparing to leave on another mission trip, and as we read in verses 37 and 38, Barnabas wanted to take John, called Mark, along with them also. But Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone on with them to do the work. That break in fellowship ended their relationship for over a decade. To heal the break, someone had to reach out and restore fellowship. About 12 years later, we read this comment by Paul in Colossians 4:10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greeting, and also Barnabas' cousin Mark, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. Notice that Paul isn't sure Mark will come, for Paul writes, if he comes to you. Paul is open to reconciliation. Evidently, Mark did and was fully restored. In 2 Timothy 4:11, Paul writes these words to Timothy regarding Mark's full restoration. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. All of us, at some point, have revolted against authority and been rejected because of it. However, not all of us have been reconciled. We suffer because we long to be restored. You see, edification can happen in public, to affirm, or in private, to restore. My question for you is, what sort of edification is needed in your ministry? What, if any, reconciliation and restoration might be required? Hi, my name is David Lance. This is just one of the lessons I invite you to explore in my course, Pursuing Your Mission from God, Leading Your Ministry into the Promised Land.